Howdy, everybody. It's that time again. We're talking to Mr. James Capte, the superintendent of Ekalaka Public Schools down there in Carter County. What you guys got going on today, Mr. Capte?
Well, you know, it's the end of school, and so as the school year, it's like trying to get all the water through a smaller and smaller funnel. And so, yeah, it just gets more exciting every day. But we had our regular monthly board meeting. We moved that because of some other events going on last week, and so we had that on Monday this week. And yeah, we started off with the good news. We had to canvass the election results and approve them as far as on our side. For that bond to put the new roof on and new gym floor and redo the tile that we visited about last week. So that's good. Now we got one last step. We just have to wait till that 60-day timeline, but then we will start putting out RFPs and doing all that fun stuff this summer. So that was a big starting point, which, you know, there were a lot of work went into getting that passed, and definitely appreciative of all the voters and that voted yes and no, just getting their voices out there. So
yeah, good news that's been moving right along here. The week like this week where we've got this weather rolling in, always makes me think, nice to have a new roof on the way.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And then, you know, we meandered through some of our other things. We had a lot of handbook stuff to go over, and we actually, a big kind of thing for the community to be aware of, we tabled our calendar because we felt like there needed to be a little bit more discussion about how it fits in with the community events, and in particular, one of those community events in this neck of the woods for sure is Brandings. And how do we accommodate all the families with Brandings, and how do we look at those different things? And so just felt like a good thing to table and have a little bit deeper discussion about, to try to get, you know, everybody's thoughts on that, so we can build the best calendar that fits what our kids need to start with.
Yeah, for sure. And then, so do you have like a kind of anticipated date when that'll come out, or folks should be kind of looking for that?
Well, we're hopeful that we will. Well, we want to have it approved by the end of June, but it's going to, in the next few weeks, we're going to be trying to get as many thoughts from teachers, staff, students, and families, especially, to see, you know, what would this work better if we shortened the year up and had different days maybe over Christmas break and cut some of those days and got done earlier, looking at, you know, how there's just a lot of things that fit together in this, and so trying to accommodate all that. But trying to get that input out there, get some feedback, and then go, you know, hopefully by the first middle of June to the first part of July, we'll have that totally finalized for everybody.
And boy, and you know, it's kind of crazy to think about one of those big things that, you know, you mentioned branding, but another thing that you contend with at the start of the school year in our area is always the county fair season. And it's kind of crazy to think that's really just around the corner here, but yet another thing that you always have to butt up against there for the start of school. So lots of things to ponder in that regard.
Oh, for sure. And it is definitely, and to do our diligence, you know, you have to make sure you're talking to everybody in the community to kind of think, okay, what events? You can't have everybody's events, but the big events for the community, and obviously the county fair and Brandings, those things pretty much impact everybody in our community. So it's worthwhile to make sure we take those into consideration.
Yep, and speaking of big events coming up, the 17th, this Saturday, your graduation taking place at 2 o'clock. You feeling ready for that?
You know, I just can't even tell you how excited I am. It's one of those bittersweet. I actually, for me personally, I have enjoyed our senior class a lot, and they're just a great group of kids, and getting to know them and getting to work with them and having them become leaders in the school, and now they're going to be gone. And so the bittersweet part of that is they're going to leave, but we're excited. We have the governor coming down. Governor Gioponte is going to come down and give the commencement, one of the commencement speeches for graduation. And we've been doing some digging, and we have not been able to find when the governor of Montana has came and given the graduation, been to our graduation at all in the history of our school. So we believe this is the first time in our long storied history that we've had the governor at graduation.
Right on. That's pretty darn uptown right there.
Yeah, it's and some of the kids have met him at different things, and so yeah, it's just it's a good, you know, it's always nice to have some people recognize what you're doing and that you're working hard.
Yeah, and that, speaking of getting recognized for some hard work, I saw an event, maybe I think it was on Friday evening, an academics awards night. You guys having that take place Friday evening?
We do have that coming up, and we've got our eighth grade graduation as well on Friday night. So that's a good couple hour event. We got a lot of kids that get a lot of awards, and we have from that to scholarships. Our kids we have really, really good kids here, and the community is supportive of that. So that's always a fun thing. And then next week, kind of on that recognition theme, we have one of our longstanding teachers, Miss Valerie O'Connell, is retiring after 28 years. So she's been at it a long time, and we wish her the best. But we're having a little reception for her at the school on Tuesday, right after school at 4 o'clock, so people can stop by and say hello and have a cup of coffee and a cupcake or whatnot with her, a sweet treat, and just let her know how much we appreciate those last 28 years.
Yeah, congrats on a long run there. That's a lot of helping our youth out in their development. So, hey, hats off to that, and big congratulations on retirement.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, a couple other things jumping out. We hired our football coaches. We're moving some coaches around and working on locking down our athletics team staff. We finalized a couple hires. We hired a couple music teachers. We are really excited. So I'm just telling you, Blake, when you come to the Baker Ecolac basketball game this year, it's going to be even a better experience because we're going to have the band back rocking the house.
So. Nice. Right on. Well, we're going to have to see you. You set them up on the stage there in the gym?
No, they're usually from the stage. They're on that far right side of the gym in the back corner, kind of by where the home team comes out.
Okay, so see, we'll be plenty fine. I won't throw me off too much, because if I had to jostle for position up on the stage where I get set up there, this creature of habit, I don't know how I readjust there. So see, things will be the same, and that'll be nice, having some background tunes getting us all pumped up during the game.
Yeah, so that's where the community's we're very excited to be able to offer music again. We had to work on that to kind of come up with some creative solutions, but that's what we do. We try to figure out the best we can do for our kids and make those things happen. So that's an exciting piece. We're excited about our staff next year. We've got some teachers coming in from we've got a doctor coming in with his math degree from Kenya, and so we're excited to have him join our team. And then we've got a wonderful elementary teacher joining us from Belize. So we're going to have a very, very well-cultured staff, which is a great thing for our kids as well.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Getting folks from all kinds of walks of life in there to learn from. And it's coming in with some good qualifications, it sounds like, too.
Oh, for sure. We're excited about it. And then, I would definitely have missed one of our bigger pieces to talk about. We've been working with a school in Wyoming, in Meteetse, Wyoming, to kind of just partner and do some things. They're about the same exact size as us as far as student numbers and pretty similar community to us other than they're closer to a Walmart. That's really the only thing they have that we don't have. But we took some teachers over there a little over a week ago, and we visited their school, and our teachers got a chance to meet with their teachers and see what their students are doing. And we're really, really working to shift, not truly jump off the bridge or anything crazy, but just shift what we're doing with our kids to really focus on projects and tie in skills that our kids need to be successful, and then work in all the different standards, the reading and writing and math and science, social studies, all those things into what we're doing. And so lots of nothing like a six-hour drive with teachers one direction and a six-hour drive on the way back. There was lots of great conversation about how we can make school a more meaningful place for our kids, and how do we involve community. And just, really excited about where we're headed into the summer and next year.
Nice. And then, jumping back, since I imagine I'll have to be barking up their tree at least for a football season here. So what sorts of changes are you anticipating there in your athletic staff?
I don't know that, it appears most of our head coaches are all going to be coming back. We're moving some assistants around, trying to recruit some new assistants as far as that goes. But we are, we're pushing. The challenge for us is, we are always probably going to be a small class C school, especially when you look at, a lot of the sports, but when you look at like football, especially, we become a small eight-man school in particular. But we really enjoy eight-man, and we really want to keep working on, not using that just because we're small, we can't be mighty. and not use that as an excuse to not push that envelope and be successful. But that success will also keep us from walking down the path towards six man as well. And so just brainstorming ideas, how do we keep working and improving our coaching staffs and improving our kids, improving, because that there's not one piece of it that we can't get better at.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, right on. Cool. So not too crazy of changes coming down the line, it doesn't sound like. And anything else that you'd like to get out there today?
You know, I nothing really. I think we've kind of battled through a great year, and it's been awesome to have a chance to just visit with you on a monthly basis, Blake, and just kind of get that information. I can't say enough how much I appreciate, and I know a lot of our Ecolac listeners appreciate getting that information, because we try to get it to them any way we can. But this is, especially as they head into their tractors for that time of year, this is just a great thing, and I appreciate you guys doing this with us.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate you reaching out to us and giving us the opportunity to learn what's going on down the highway there. We sure don't mind getting that stuff out for you at all. And gives us also some content online. We sure appreciate you helping us out in that way. And yeah, that's kind of crazy. I hadn't even really thought about it before today. But yeah, this is our last kind of school update of the school year. I kind of just blew my mind a little bit there. So yeah, it's going to be a couple months until we do this again, I suppose.
Yeah, the year, it goes fast. Next thing you know, you've been doing it 20 years. That's the way it goes.
Right on. Well, Mr. Kapti, I sure appreciate it. And I'll probably talk to you again here across the summer at some point. I don't think this will be the last time I'm talking to you for a couple months. I'll hear from you before then.
Oh, for sure.
Right on. Well, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Blake.